You know, of course, it's democratic choice of the people. I mean, even if we like it or not, Miroslav Dodik is a leading figure in Republika Srpska, and obviously his way of doing politics is supported by many people there. You know, of course, Bosnia and Herzegovina is a difficult case. From the very beginning, there were difficulties. We hope, however, I mean, it's we still insist that the future, the European Union future, is something that can unite the people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and that's why we have to stress on this issue. I know the difficulties we see, and we are very disappointed. It's not only Dodik, by the way. In general, we are very disappointed that constitutional reforms are postponed and postponed, that many other clear demands are not met in Bosnia and Herzegovina. But again, we have the feeling if there is more clear perspective for membership in the European Union, if it's clear also on our side what exactly should be done and by the Bosnian authorities in order to achieve this membership, maybe there will be more efforts on their side as well, and maybe the voters, the people of the country, will be more demanding to their politicians as well. Again, it's very easy to judge from outside. Sometimes the political life, political situation is more complex and more difficult than it looks from outside. But again, the efforts that the political elite of Bosnia and Herzegovina should make should not be postponed. They have to deliver for their own people.